From the story of a literary star to one of a reality TV star, Mike Rowe, host of the television show Dirty Jobs, quietly announced last month that his show has been canceled by the Discovery Channel. TV critic Eric Deggan says the trend in reality TV is moving away from the kind of programming Rowe brought to the screen.
For 8 seasons, Mike Rowe was the guy who dared poke things, go places, and do jobs no typically blow-dried TV host would touch.
Oh, dear. This is the black, tar-like, vile, putrid, regurgitative vomit, and only produced by the ostrich, this particular bouquet.
Rowe took TV cameras to the worst occupations you could imagine, inseminating turkeys, castrating lambs, and digging up slimy bloodworms.
See the head popping out?
That's the head down there.
That's the head popping out. You don't want that to bite you.
But a curious thing happened. Rowe gained serious admiration for people who tackled the ickiest jobs in America.
You have a great respect for the bloodworm, actually.
I sure do.
I mean, I could just tell from listening to you.
It's paid for two of my houses.
When a guy tells you that he's paid for two of his own houses by pulling slimy worms out of the mud, that gets your attention.
These folks were the best at the worst jobs imaginable, but they found fulfillment in places where others fear to tread, as Rowe noted during a 2008 speech.
People with dirty jobs are happier than you think. As a group, they're the happiest people I know. And I don't want to start whistling, look for the union label and all that happy worker crap. I'm just telling you that these are balanced people who do unthinkable work. Roadkill picker-uppers whistle while they work. I swear to God, I did it with them.
So what's taking Dirty Jobs' place on Discovery?
When things don't go like they should, that's where we step in and help out.
Stuff like this new series, Amish Mafia.
The Bible says it's an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Yes, there really is an Amish Mafia.
It sounds like a bad Saturday Night Live skit that didn't even make the show, but they put it online the next day anyway. But what would you expect? Discovery also owns TLC, once known as The Learning Channel. And they had a blockbuster hit with another controversial show.
I am Honey Boo Boo Chan. I am Pirate Queen Superstar.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
We're fat.
We're fat.
We're not fat. We're pleasingly plump.
This show oozes disdain for its characters.
I want the barbecue. Then I want the chicken.
Okay.
And then I want the ribs.
The show subtitles their every word like the family's thick southern accents are from another language. And its attitude is spread across a chunk of so-called reality TV shows. Let's call it the Honey Boo Booification of non-fiction television. Out goes the show that honors hard work and solid values, and in comes programs which play like televised freak shows. On Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe encouraged the audience to admire working-class heroes doing jobs no one else would. Honey Boo Boo invites its audience to look down on its stars. It makes them the butt of an inside joke every viewer is encouraged to laugh at. Sad as it is to see Dirty Jobs ushered off to cancellation, Mike Rowe and his crew might be getting out just in time.
Eric Deggans, he's a TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times and also author of Race Baiter, How the Media Wields Dangerous Words to Divide a Nation.